Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant expansion of the Burachapori Wildlife Sanctuary in Assam is set to bolster conservation efforts in the region, and this development has important implications for India's biodiversity and ecosystem preservation. The Assam government has proposed the creation of a new reserved forest, named Burachapori No. 5, adjacent to the Burachapori Wildlife Sanctuary in Sonitpur district. This proposal, made through a notification dated 15th March 2026, under Section 5 of the Assam Forest Regulation, 1891, aims to bring 224.325 hectares of land under reserved forest status. The proposed area falls within the Dhanya Range under the Nagaon Wildlife Division and is ecologically well-positioned, bordered on the north by the Burachapori Wildlife Sanctuary and the Orang National Park. The Burachapori Wildlife Sanctuary itself covers 44.06 square kilometers on the south bank of the Brahmaputra River in Sonitpur district, Assam. It was declared a reserved forest in 1974 and later upgraded to a wildlife sanctuary in 1995. This sanctuary is part of the Laokhova Burachapori ecosystem, comprising wet alluvial grassland, riparian, and semi-evergreen forests dotted with wetland and river systems. The sanctuary is home to a variety of key species, including the Great Indian One-Horned Rhinoceros, Tiger, Leopard, Wild Buffalo, Hog Deer, Wild Pig, and Elephants. Notable bird species found here include the critically endangered Bengal Florican, Black-necked Stork, Mallard, Open-bill Stork, and Whistling Duck. The expansion of the sanctuary is significant because it will enhance habitat connectivity between the Burachapori Wildlife Sanctuary and the Orang National Park, creating a more contiguous corridor for wildlife movement. This is critical for genetic exchange among rhino and tiger populations. The proposal is also linked to compensatory afforestation obligations arising from multiple infrastructure and industrial projects across Assam. This development is significant for understanding wildlife corridor management, compensatory afforestation provisions under the Forest Conservation Act, and the role of reserved forests in India's protected area network. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Burachapori Wildlife Sanctuary is located on the south bank of the Brahmaputra River in Sonitpur district, Assam, covering an area of 44.06 square kilometers. It was declared a reserved forest in 1974 and upgraded to a wildlife sanctuary in 1995. The proposed expansion, named Burachapori No. 5 Reserved Forest, will cover an area of 224.325 hectares, as notified on 15th March 2026, under Section 5 of the Assam Forest Regulation, 1891. The area falls within the Dhanya Range under the Nagaon Wildlife Division. Moving on to another important topic, the government of NCT of Delhi has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Indian Institute of Technology Madras to conduct a pilot study on the effectiveness of photocatalytic smog heating surfaces for reducing urban air pollution in the national capital. This project aims to explore the use of photocatalytic materials, such as titanium dioxide, which activate under sunlight and trigger chemical reactions that convert harmful pollutants into less harmful compounds like water and carbon dioxide. The study will be conducted in two phases. The first phase involves laboratory testing at IIT Madras to test various photocatalytic formulations, and the second phase involves field trials on Delhi's high-traffic corridors. The six-month study will assess optimal integration methods, including mixing photocatalytic material into concrete and asphalt, surface coatings on existing infrastructure, and innovative panels on rooftops or streetlights. This is relevant for GS3, Understanding Innovative Pollution Mitigation Technologies, the role of public-private partnerships in environmental governance, and the application of nanotechnology in urban planning. Now, Let us look at the key facts related to this topic. Photocatalytic smog-eating technology uses titanium dioxide as a key catalyst, targeting nitrogen dioxide and volatile organic compounds. The activation of this technology occurs through sunlight, and the mechanism involves photocatalysis converting harmful gases to water and carbon dioxide. The Delhi IIT Madras MO involves a 6-month study with 2 phases, laboratory testing and field trials, focusing on applications such as road asphalt, concrete, and rooftop or streetlight panels. In another development, researchers from the Zoological Survey of India have identified a new marine crab species, Chapgarus nagankii, from Goa's mangrove ecosystems. This discovery was made after re-examining preserved specimens that had long been misidentified. The breakthrough came when subtle but consistent morphological differences were observed during microscopic examination, confirming that the specimens represented a distinct and previously undocumented species belonging to the family Varunidae. The species has been named Nagankii in honor of the late Dr. Naganki NG, a noted marine biologist from the National University of Singapore, in recognition of her contributions to crustacean taxonomy. This highlights the importance of taxonomic research, the role of the Zoological Survey of India in biodiversity documentation, and the ecological significance of mangrove ecosystems. Now, let us note the key facts related to this discovery. The Chapgarus nagankii was discovered by Samir Kumar Pati of the Zoological Survey of India, with a size of approximately 1.6 cm, and is found in intertidal mangrove areas along India's west coast. The species is named after Dr. Naganki NG, and the discovery was published in the Marine Biology Research Journal. The Zoological Survey of India was founded in 1916 with its headquarters in Kolkata and functions under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change with the primary function of surveying, exploring, and researching faunal diversity. In the field of livestock biotechnology, Icarindian Veterinary Research Institute has achieved a major breakthrough with the birth of 5 healthy Sahiwal calves using OPUIVFET technology. This program, initiated in 2020-23, targeted indigenous dairy breeds, including Sahiwal cattle, Tharparkar cattle, and Murrah buffalo. The technique allows for multiple cows from a single elite cow in a fraction of the time compared to natural breeding, accelerating genetic improvement. This is relevant for GS3, Understanding Assisted Reproductive Technologies in Livestock, the National Livestock Mission, and indigenous breed conservation programs. Now, let us look at the key facts related to this topic. The Icarivari Sahiwal IVF program started in 2020-23 using OPUIVFET technology, targeting breeds such as Sahiwal, Tharparkar, and Murrah buffalo, resulting in the birth of 5 healthy Sahiwal calves from 28 February 2026. The Sahiwal cattle breed originated in the Sahiwal district of Punjab, now in Pakistan, and is known for its heat tolerance, disease resistance, and a 2-milk production. In environmental news, Mexico's Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources, in partnership with WWF Mexico, has announced a 64% increase in the monarch butterfly population in Mexican overwintering forests during the 2025-2026 season. The recovery is attributed to better breeding conditions in the US, reduced drought during migration, and lower forest degradation. The monarch butterfly undertakes one of the most remarkable migrations, traveling up to 4,800 kilometers from southern Canada and the northern United States to the Uimel FIR forests in central Mexico's mountains. While the 64% surge is encouraging, the eastern monarch population remains down by more than 80-90% since the 1990s. This is relevant for GS3, Understanding Migratory Species Conservation, the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve, and International Cooperation for Biodiversity Protection. Now, Let us note the key facts related to this topic. The monarch butterfly migrates up to 4,800 kilometers from southern Canada and the northern US to central Mexico, with its overwintering site in the Uimel-Fir forests. The Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the species is listed as endangered by the IUCN. The 2025 to 2026 season saw a 64% increase in the monarch butterfly population, with the area occupied increasing to 2.93 hectares. The Ministry of Mines has organized the National District Mineral Foundation Summit 2026, focusing on effective utilization of district mineral funds for aspirational district program and aspirational block program areas. The summit aimed to strengthen coordination between central and state governments, identify policy reforms for better utilization of DMF funds, and showcase successful DMF-funded projects. This is relevant for GS2 and GS3, understanding mining governance in India, DMF as a tool for inclusive development, and the role of Niti Aayog's Aspirational Districts Program. Now, let us look at the key facts related to this topic. The District Mineral Foundation was established under Section 9B of the MMDR Amendment Act 2015, with a total of 306 DMF districts as of 2026, and a total fund accrual of over 40,000 crore rupees. The National DMF Summit 2026 was held on March 23 to 24, 2026, at the SCOPE Convention Center in New Delhi, and was inaugurated by Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy. In other news, the Telangana government has announced the Indiram Family Life Insurance Scheme, providing 5 lakh rupees life insurance coverage to approximately 1.15 crore families, irrespective of income category. This scheme is part of the Telangana State Budget 2026-27, with a total outlay of 3,24,234 crore rupees. This is relevant for GS2, understanding state-level welfare innovation, universal versus targeted social protection approaches, and insurance-based social security models. Now, let us note the key facts related to this scheme. The Indiram Family Life Insurance Scheme provides 5 lakh rupees life insurance coverage to approximately 1.15 crore families, with a budget allocation of 4,000 crore rupees. The scheme is universal, covering all families regardless of income category, and is set to be launched on 2nd June 2026, which is Telangana Formation Day. The Badminton Association of India has selected Sikkim as the host for the 49th Yonex Sunrise Junior National Badminton Championship 2026. This will be a significant sporting event for the northeastern state, hosting top junior badminton talent from across India. This is relevant for understanding sports infrastructure development in northeastern states and the role of national sports federations in promoting talent from smaller states. Now, let us look at the key facts related to this topic. The 49th Junior National Badminton Championship 2026 will be hosted by Sikkim, with the category being under 19, and the event organized by the Badminton Association of India. The BAI was founded in 1934 and is headquartered in New Delhi. Lastly, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Taranjit Singh Sandhu paid tributes to Guru Angad Dev Ji, the second Sikh Guru, on the occasion of his Jyoti Jyot Divas. Guru Angad Dev Ji was the second of the 10 Sikh Gurus, chosen as successor by Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and is known for standardizing and popularizing the Gurmukhi script for writing Punjabi. This is relevant for GS1, understanding the contributions of Sikh Gurus, the Gurmukhi script's cultural significance, and important religious observances in India. Now, let us note the key facts related to Guru Angad Dev Ji. Guru Angad Dev Ji was born as Lehna in Harike village in Faropur district, Punjab, and was given the name Angad by Guru Nanak. He was the second Sikh Guru, serving from 1539 to 1552, and is credited with standardizing the Gurmukhi script, establishing schools, and promoting physical fitness through Mall Akhra. In conclusion, these developments highlight the diversity of issues that are relevant to your UPSC preparation, from environmental conservation and biodiversity to sports, culture, and governance. Remembering the key facts and numbers, and understanding the connections between these topics, will be crucial for your success in the exams.